Good morning, this is Carol, and I'm reading today from John chapter 18. And it's starting from verse 28 through to the end of the chapter in verse 40 in the NIV UK. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. And obviously we know there's so much in this, so much going on. Jesus points out to Pilate that if his kingdom were the kind of earthly kingdom that Pilate understood, his servants would fight to stop him from being arrested, and they would rise up and defend him. But his kingdom is completely other. It's not of this world. It's an eternal kingdom. And he talks to Pilate about coming into the world to testify to the truth, and Pilate of course comes back with his famous retort, "What is truth?" And this is so relevant today for us in our society. So many people don't believe that there is any absolute truth. They just think all truth is relative. It depends on your point of view and your circumstances and your situation, and there are no moral absolutes. But we know that's wrong. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, and we come to the Father through him and him alone, and we know that he could have stopped this process at any time, but he chose to go to the cross for us, knowing that he was going to be victorious, knowing that he would have an eternal kingdom. So I'm now going to pray for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went the whole way to that dreadful cross because you knew the joy that was set before you. You knew that you would buy release for countless numbers of souls because you would pay the penalty for their sin. And we thank you that you've paid for our sins and that we can come to the Father through you. We thank you that you are the way, the truth and the life. And we come this morning to you and we come to the Father through you, Lord Jesus, because you are the way for us. And there's no other way we want to go. We want to walk with you and live with you now and for eternity. We pray that you'd help us today to listen to your voice and to do the things that you ask us to do. And we pray that you would make us aware of your presence with us today. Amen.